And good afternoon and welcome to Varsity Field in Uppsala for the opening round of the Victory League Division playoffs on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. We are in Uppsala today with the Blue Jays, the number two seed out of the Western Division, taking on the third-seeded Falcons from Flensburg. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Graham, and thanks for joining us on You Are There Sports. As this postseason gets underway today with eight ball games, there are 16 teams still alive. All four divisions in play. 1:30 starts as the Falcons getting set to go. And here we go with Matt Swanson on the hill for the Blue Jays. The veteran lefty stares into Ben Burggraf. And this game moments away from getting started as John Gerrits will be behind the plate. And Craig Ehrlichman is on the bases. And Mr. Swanson kicks and fires, and we're underway to Paul Krebs, and it's high, ball one. We're underway at 127 this afternoon. Next pitch fastball is the first strike of the game delivered by Swanee. One and one. It'll be a Swanson-Justin Jenks pitching matchup today. Good fastball burns in for strike two. 76 degrees at game time. The 1-2 pitch to Krebs. Off speed, hit in the air towards right. Bienick coming in. Dustin is there. Makes a shin-high catch to retire Krebs to start the ball game. And now let's set this Uppsala Blue Jay defensive alignment behind Matt Swanson. We got Ben Burggraf behind the plate. Eric Lampert manning first base this afternoon. Brady Burggraf is the Jays' second baseman. Over on the left side of the infield, it's Brock Sheehan at short. Tyler Evans is at third. In the outfield, Justin Sheehan in left. Brandon Walensky is the center fielder. And the aforementioned Dustin Bienick in right. Here now is Justin Jenks as he takes ball one. The other West Division ball game today is in Sobieski. Top-seeded Skis hosting fourth-seeded Randall. Winners and losers play each other tomorrow up high. 2-0. A.J. Jenks, the shortstop, due up next. Then it's Luke Toma playing third and batting cleanup today, followed by second baseman Adam Hallberg. Letter high for ball three, just above the Falcon script across the Flensburg unis. Black jerseys, burnt orange shoulder stripes and white pants. Blaze orange helmets. The 3-0 in for a strike. 3-1. Braden Bukowski will catch and bat sixth, followed by first baseman Josh Gensky batting eighth, and left is Tony Arnold, and rounding out the order is center fielder Nate Masog. 3-1 delivery. Off speed, he dropped it in for a strike, and the count goes full. 3-2 to Jenks, one gone here. Top of the first underway. And the payoff pitch. Off speed, tapper to third. Evans on the second hop. Up with it to Lampert for the out. So Swanson comes back after getting behind 3-0 to get Jenks to ground to third. Two quick outs here in the top of the first. And now the shortstop, A.J. Jenks, will stand in. Jays swept the regular season meeting with the Falcons, winning 7-4 on June 12th, and then 6 days later, a 10-0 seven-inning ball game. Inside corner strike. Matt Swanson, the winning pitcher in both games, so he's trying to beat Flensburg for the third time this year. The Jays have not seen the Falcons starter today, Justin Jenks, up high, 1-1 with Luke Toma on deck. 300 down the lines here at Varsity Field, 385 to center, 357 to the alley. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2 to A.J. Jenks. The 1-2 pitch from Swanson with Burggraf putting down the sign, and the pitch is on the way. Fastball just low. 2-2 to Jenks. Fly to right and a grounder to third to start this top of the first inning here for the Falcons against Swanson. And the 2-2 wind in delivery. Fastball fouled away over the on-deck circle first base side. So Sobieski Randall playing up on the hill in Sobieski today. Down south, Avon is host to Freeport. Off-speed, tap, foul. Jenks just got a piece of that to keep his at-bat alive. That's a 1-4 seed. Avon the 1 there. Freeport the 4. The 2-3 seed game is in St. Wendell. The second-seeded Saints hosting third-seeded St. Stephen today. That's the only matchup today in all of the Victory League that featured a season split between the two teams. Fastball fought off again by Jenks. All the other matchups in the opening round were season sweeps for the higher seeds, but St. Wendell, St. Stephen split their season series. In the East today, Buckman, the 2-seed, is home to 3rd-seeded Piers Brewers, while Royalton, the 4-seed, goes to Piers to face Lastrup. Slider swung on and missed. Strikeout ends the inning. 3-up, 3-down for Swanson as he comes off the mound, working a quick inning. We'll meet the Blue Jay batting order after this. It's Victory League playoff action on You Are There Sports.
Hey, Pioneer fans. Are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Justin Jenks on the mound to get the playoff starting nod here for the Falcons. And he's ready to deliver his first pitch in the postseason to Dustin Beanick. And off the handle, down the line and left, that'll drift foul and drop into the grass up against the fence. And a quick strike to left-handed hitting right fielder Dustin Beanick, leading off the Blue Jay batting order here today. Brock Sheehan will bat second. He's the Upsala shortstop. Then it's the first baseman Eric Lampert. Cleanup batter is the pitcher Matt Swanson. Hitting fifth and DHing today, Justin Lampert. He'll bat for third baseman Tyler Evans. Batting sixth in center will be Brandon Walensky. Then it's Brady Burggraf as Jenks fastball in for a strike. 0-2 to Beanick. Brady Burggraf bats seventh, plays second. Justin Sheehan in left. And then Ben Burggraf, the catcher, batting ninth. Jenks on the 0-2. Fastball fought off over the Flensburg Falcon dugout into the parking lot. Braden Bukowski is behind the plate, handling the catching chores today for the Falcons with Josh Gensky at first, Adam Hallberg at second, A.J. Jenks at short, Luke Toma at third. Jenks pitch, ground ball back to the pitcher, and over to Gensky, one away. Beanick bounces back to the mound to start the bottom of the first. And it'll bring up Upsala shortstop Brock Sheehan. In the Flensburg outfield today, Tony Arnold in left, Nate Masog in center, and Paul Krebs in right. So Brock Sheehan and then Eric Lampert for the Blue Jays. As Jenks deals a fastball for a strike, 0-1. B.J. Lang coaches at third with John Fuchs handling the first base coaching duties. Popped up right field. Krebs will come in, and it is. Did he catch that? Yes, Craig Ehrlichman says he made the catch. Boy, that ball really died in shallow right field, and Krebs had to close on that one. And there are two away. Nice play by Krebs in right. And now the first baseman, Eric Lampert. No score, underway, two down, bottom of the first. Swanson worked a 1-2-3 top half, and now Jenks trying to mirror that in his first half inning. He'll start Lampert. Fister into shallow center. Hallberg back underneath it, makes the catch. Lampert retired on a pitch. And Jenks goes 1-2-3 in his first half inning. 3-up, 3-down. We played one here in Upsala in the playoffs. It's Upsala and Flensburg scoreless.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers.
Great new changes are happening with Verizon. We want you to know about it. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Verizon has new plans for you with more data and more features. Now you can get carryover data, which allows you to carry over any unused data for 1 month. Plus, when you're on the XL plans or larger, use your minutes, texts, and data in Mexico and Canada for no additional charge. Stop in today and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at Verizon.
Welcome back to Varsity Field in Uppsala, where Matt Swanson ready to deal the first pitch of the second, and it's lifted out of play by right-handed hitting third baseman Luke Toma, leading off for Flensburg. No score, each team going 1-2-3 in their first trip to the plate. It'll be Luke Toma, Adam Hallberg, Braden Bukowski. In the air behind second, this will be played in shallow right by Brady Burgraff, about 20 feet back on the grass, and he's got it for the out. One out here, and it brings up Flensburg second baseman Adam Hallberg. Haven't really had a hard hit ball yet so far in the seven batters that have been up. A couple of jam shots as Hallberg bats, and Swanson misses high, ball one. Braden Bukowski moves on deck. Tyler Evans even with the bag. Here's the 1-0 pitch, off speed and a little bit high. 2-0 now to Adam Hallberg, the right-handed hitting second baseman. Swanson kicks and fires. Fisted back and out of play over the first base dugout. 2-1. Adam batting fifth in the order. John Jenks coaching at third base. Gabe Pluff at first. Two and one to Hallberg. Swanson into the wind. Swing and a miss. Left a breaking ball up in the zone, but still Hallberg came up empty. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Another chopper back to Swanson. He fields it cleanly right in front of the mound. Over to Lampert for the second out. And now Flensburg catcher Braden Bukowski strides to the plate. Flensburg, the number three seed, they went 5-8 in the regular season. Same record as Randall, but they won the tiebreaker by sweeping the Cubs. So that's how Flensburg gets the three seed. Here's the first pitch to Bukowski, and it's a good fastball across the middle for a strike. Uppsala finishes as the two seed behind Sobieski. Fastball lifted down the line and right, but tailing foul, and it's a quick two-strike count to Braden Bukowski. Jays had a chance to clinch the West regular season last week, but Randall spoiled those plans with a win here, and that allowed Sobieski to grab the number one seed. Josh Genske's on deck. Here's the two-strike pitch, and a strike three called at the knees, inning over, as Swanson has retired all six he's faced, including inning-ending strikeouts in each of his first two frames. Bottom of the second coming up between the Jays and the Falcons in the West playoffs on You Are There Sports.
Got that hungry feeling? Need a place to spend a night out with friends? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Patrick's Bar and Grill in Piers is the place. They feature a delicious menu. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Daily lunch specials, bologna days on Thursdays, pizza, wings, and great drink specials during sporting events. Patrick's also has cash drawings each Friday and Saturday night. Golfers, softball players, bowlers, everybody's welcome. Stop in today to Patrick's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers. The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Matt Swanson will lead off the home half of the second against right-hander Justin Jenks of Flensburg. We're scoreless in this opening round West Division playoff matchup with Flensburg in Uppsala today, and Swanson takes ball one. Eight pitches for Jenks to get through the bottom of the first. Justin Lampert and then Brandon Malinsky will hit this inning. Popped up, third base, but it's going to drift as Toma will watch it get out. One ball, one strike to Matt Swanson. And Jenks quickly into the wind. Hits the outside corner. Gets the strike called. One and two. Jenks looks into Braden Bukowski. And the right-hander with a high leg kick. Lined into left field, and it drops in front of Flensburg. Left fielder Tony Arnold, and Swanson's got the game's first hit, an opposite field single. And now the designated hitter, Justin Lampert, batting for Tyler Evans, the third baseman. First runner of the game, courtesy of a Matt Swanson single into left. And now the pitch hit to shallow right. Coming on, Krebs. He won't get that. And that's dropping in for a hit. Back-to-back opposite field singles as Lampert serves one into right.
Here you go. Keep it going here.
And quickly, the Blue Jays have the game's first scoring threat with two on, nobody out for center fielder Brandon Walensky. Walensky homered in the second game of the season series in the 10-0 win against Flensburg. Corner infielders come up. Walensky squares, bunts it. And it'll be a play to first. Safe! The low throw not able to be picked out. And they are loaded up for Uppsala. It'll be a sacrifice and an error. Credit Walensky with the sacrifices. The bunt was down the third base line, and Jenks' throw was low to first. Gensky couldn't come up with it. We'll go E1 on the low throw. Base is loaded for Brady Burgraff. Swanson, Lampert, and now Walensky aboard. And the first pitch is lifted to shallow right down the line, and that is foul. Just foul, about 15 feet down the line. It almost hit the chalk line, but just curved at the last moment. So one strike. Singles by Swanson and Lampert, and the bunt and throwing error filling the bases here for Uppsala. The look in by the righty Jenks. Up and in, Burgraff turns away. One ball, one strike. On deck is the left fielder, Justin Sheehan, for the Blue Jays of Uppsala. Bottom of the second, scoreless, but that could be about to change. Infield in, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, good. Late movement on that ball as it broke low, and Burgraff swings over the top. One ball, two strikes. The set by Jenks checks the lead runner. Fastball, shallow left. Arnold coming in, dives, doesn't get to it. It drops, and it's 1-0 Blue Jays. They throw to third, but not in time. Burgraff drives in Swanson, and it's 1-0 Blue Jays. Lampert to third, Walensky to second. Burgraff makes it 1-0, and now Justin Sheehan will step in. Third hit of the inning, still no outs. And Jenks, fastball fought off. Uppsala, pretty aggressive approach up there, going up there hacking. Thinking that Jenks is going to throw something over the plate. One strike to Sheehan. Ben Burggraf due up next. Genske, Hallberg, A.J. Jenks, and Toma all in on the grass. Ground ball pulled to B.J. Lang in the third base coaching box in foul territory for a two-strike count. 1-0 Upsilon, three singles. None of them really squared up and drilled, but they all fell in. Here's the 0-2. Fastball got away from Bukowski, and coming in to score is Lampert. A wild pitch. And it's 2-0, second and third with nobody out. Breaking ball down and in there that just eluded Braden Bukowski. Sheehan's got a chance to really open this one up now. Down the line to right, that's going to go foul, and it won't be caught. Out of the range of right fielder Krebs. Still 1-2 to Sheehan. Justin, and then Burggraf. First base now open. Here's the pitch. Ground ball in the hole into left. Walensky scores. They hold Brady Burggraf at third, and it's 3-0. An RBI single through the drawn-in infield on the left side. Not so sure that didn't sneak through anyway, as that's Sheehan with the RBI. And it's first and third. Brady Burggraf at third. Sheehan at first, and Ben Burggraf the batter. A four-hit inning for the Blue Jays to grab a 3-0 lead here in the second. Genske will play up in front of the runner, Justin Sheehan. A.J. Jenks plays up the middle at short. And there's Burggraf attacking the first pitch and rifling it straight back for a strike, 0-1 to Ben Burggraf, veteran catcher for this Blue Jay squad. Runners at the corners, Jenks still. He'll throw, and oh, Genske saved a run with a backhanded knockdown of a low throw there. Good play by Genske. That won't show up in the score column there, but it was a low pickoff throw that Genske knocked down and prevented the runner Burggraf from third coming home. There goes Sheehan. Pitches a strike. Throw to second, not in time, and it's second and third. 0-2 to Ben Burggraf with now two in scoring position. See what Burggraf can do with two strikes here. See what Bukowski wants behind the dish. Hits it in the air to left. That ball's got some carry. That ball is out of the park on an 0-2 pitch. A three-run bomb for Burggraf. Ben Burggraf gets one over the plate and deposits it into left. And the Burggraf bomb makes it a six-run bottom of the second inning.
Good on, Benny.
Good swing, Ben.
Good job.
And there are still no outs as the Falcons all gather up on the mound now as John Jenks is out on the hill. After four singles, Burggraf gets a hold of one. So now the top of the order, Dustin Bienick will bat with the bases cleared. Singles in the inning for Swanson, Lampert, Burggraf, and Sheehan, and then Ben Burggraf with the bomb. Dustin Bienick 0-for-1 with a comebacker to the mound. He shows bunt and takes a strike, 0-1. 6-0 Upsala here, bottom of two. Little bit low. Count evens, 1-1. On deck is the Upsala shortstop, Brock Sheehan. As Jenks goes into the windup. Skips onto the screen, 2-1. Justin just graduated from Little Falls High School. Part of that Class 3A third-placed Flyer team. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing, and I think he got a piece of that. And it also got a piece of Braden Bukowski. 2-2, Braden will walk that off behind the plate. So, Justin Jakes looking to record the first out yet here. 2-2 to Beniak. Grounded right side. Hallberg will go to first, and there's the out. 4-3 on the ground out. And now Uppsala shortstop Brock Sheehan to hit. Brock flew out to Paul Krebs in right, who came in to make a diving catch in the first inning. Lampert moves on deck. See if that settles Jenks down a little bit, getting that first out. He delivers a strike on the inside corner. Hit down the line to left. That's going to get down for a hit. Round and turning is Sheehan. And Uppsala has come out swinging here in the second inning. Their fifth single, along with the Ben Burgraff homer, for a six-hit bottom of the second so far. And now Eric Lampert makes the ninth Uppsala batter to bat this inning. Here's the delivery off speed and in for a strike, 0-1. Justin Jenks gets the Bukowski sign. And throws a fastball high, but swung on and missed for a strike. 0-2. Matt Swanson due up next. Jenks is ready. Breaking ball missed low. 1-2. Jenks would love to get something on the ground here and turn and get off this field after a lengthy bottom of the second. Breeze through the first on 8 pitches, but a different story this time around. 1-2 to Lampert. Fastball got him to reach and lift it down the line. Foul. Genske chasing. And it's out of play. 1-2. Hallberg and A.J. Jenks, the double play combo. And Justin Jenks delivers, runner goes, pitches a breaking ball, swatted foul. The old hit and run on, and Lampert taps it foul with Sheehan running on the pitch. Had a good jump. RBI singles by Brady Burgraff and Justin Sheehan, and then a three-run homer by Ben Burgraff and a wild pitch, producing 6 runs so far here in the second. Again, the two-strike Jenks pitch to Lampert. Off the end of the bat, down the line and left, curving, and that is a fair ball. Lampert singles just inside the line. 7 of the 9 batters with hits here in the inning. And now Matt Swanson, who lined a single to left leading off this inning and scored on the Brady Burgraff hit, will bat again here against Justin Jenks. First and second with one out. Here's the delivery. Fastball, and Matt took a big cut and missed it. 0-1. On deck then would be Justin Lampert. There's a 10 and under youth baseball tournament going on just beyond the left center fence. So a lot of activity here. Jenks missed low. 1-1 to Swanson. Runner at second, Brock Sheehan. Runner at first is Eric Lampert. Off the plate, popped out of the mitt of Braden Bukowski, and the runners will each advance. It rolled far enough away to the Third base dug outside. And both Brock Chion and Eric Lampert take advantage of the pass ball. 2-1 count, and there are two ribbies out there for Swanson now. Fastball high, 3-1, and that pass ball takes the double play off the books now. A ground ball, they could have potentially turned a couple, but now they got to get an out at first. Here's the pitch. Swanson hits a 3-1 pitch in the air to left. Arnold's going back. It's over his head off the wall. That'll get two home. Here comes Sheehan. Here comes Lampert. And Swanson has made it an 8-0 inning with a two-run double.
That's right. Hey, good job, fellas.
Second hit for Swanson, both the opposite way. That one drives in two, and now Justin Lampert will hit, and he takes strike one. So this has really escalated in a hurry for the Uppsala offense. And now a hit by pitch. Lampert takes one in the shoulder. He'll go to first, and it'll bring up center fielder Brandon Walensky. Walensky put the sacrifice bunt down to third earlier this inning. He was on base when Ben Burgraff hit one out of the park, and there's one that got away from Bukowski, and it's second and third again. 1-0 to Brandon Walensky. That was not in the dirt, and just another one off the glove of Braden Bukowski. Second pass ball this inning. And again, the double play taken away on that. Here's the Jenks pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Brandon Walensky with a long swing there. 1-1, Brady Burgraff moves on deck. An 8-run, 8-hit inning. In the air, center field, Mesog coming on, and dives, and that ball falls in. One's in. Here comes the second run, safe at second as Walensky runs his way into a shallow fly ball, two-run double, and it is a 10-run second inning.
Hey, here we go, boys. Here we go.
Swanson and Lampert race home. That ball dropped between the left fielder, the center fielder, and the shortstop, all coming in. Nobody could get to it. And now Burgraff shoots one into left. They're going to wave Walensky around. There's going to be a throw. Here's the throw. Not, it's cut off. 11-run second inning. Burgraff with his second RBI single of the frame. And now Justin Sheehan, still just one out. Sheehan with an RBI single, a steal, and a run. He lines one to left. Arnold will get there, though, and make the catch. Throw back to first, and got away from the first baseman, Gensky, able to slide back in. Was Brady Burgraff. He was about 90% of the way to second base and had to scamper back as Arnold with a strong throw, but that's the second out of the inning. And now Ben Burgraff hit an 0-2 pitch for a 3-run homer earlier and a fastball in for a strike, 0-1. Jenks looks in. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to Burgraff. One on now, two outs. And the look and the pitch, and that's high. 1-2 to the Blue Jay catcher. 11-0 Uppsala. 1-2 pitch, runner goes, and it's in the dirt. That'll be an easy steal for Brady Burgraff. And the count evens at 2-2 to Ben Burgraff. Jenks delivers. Leaves it low, and he's gone full now to Ben Burggraf. This is already now two times through the order for Jenks. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. And finally, the inning is over, but what an inning for the Blue Jays. 15 Upsala hitters come to the plate. They score 11 runs. The big blow, if there you could call one, the three-run homer by Ben Burggraf. And after two in the West, Blue Jays lead the Falcons 11-0.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
It was 0-0 after one. It's 11-0 after two as the Blue Jays go to work in the second with a 11-run, 10-hit inning. And we go to the third with Falcon first baseman Josh Gensky set to lead off against Matt Swanson. Gensky, Tony Arnold, Nate Masog do up, and first pitch, Gensky rifles it foul, 0-1. Swanson aiding his own cause in that inning with a pair of hits. He led off the inning with a base hit later, added a two-run double. He scored twice. Down low, Gensky able to lay off, and it's 1-1. Outfield play straight away for the right-handed hitting Gensky. Fastball went around on a high pitch. 1-2. Could not check in time. Swanson has thrown now 31 pitches. He has ended each inning so far with a strikeout, so he's got a total of two. Low and in, 2-2. He's retired all six he has faced. And Swanson. Strike three is called. He catches Gensky looking. And there's one away in the third. It brings up Lensburg left fielder Tony Arnold. Let's see. Matt isn't due up until fourth next inning, so maybe he'll be able to sit down and write out some thank you notes to his teammates for the run support. Fouled away on the first pitch by Arnold. 0-1 now. And I think if you're Flensburg now, it's you know, yeah, it's a big number staring you in the face at 11, but you got to ground ball to the left side. Sheehan, third hop, throw to first, in time to Lampert, two down. But I think the first thing you have to do is work the count a little bit against Matt and just try and get some guys on base. They've not had a base runner yet. It's got to start with getting guys on. As now the center fielder Nate Masog will try and start something, and he goes after the first pitch and takes a strike. But on the flip side, a lot of times the best pitch you're going to see is the first pitch too. So, and there he takes one high. Good recognition of the strike zone there by Nate Masog, the number 9 hitting center fielder for the Falcons. And that pitch a little bit in. 2-1. Top of the order, Paul Krebs is due up. Falcons are going to get the bullpen going. Swanson's pitch. Ground ball right side. This will be Lampert shoveling to Swanson. Did he get the foot down? He did. And that's the inning. 3-1 on the ground out. And Swanson, perfect through three. We go to the bottom of the third. Uppsala with a large 11-0 lead over the Falcons in the West playoffs on You Are There Sports.
If you've never heard the fabulous Armadillos in concert, your chance is coming soon, and are you ever in for a treat? In conjunction with Uppsala Heritage Days, the Uppsala Ballpark Association brings you the fabulous Armadillos on Friday, August 19th, starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Uppsala Rec Building. The admission price is just $10, and all proceeds go to the upgrading and maintenance of the ball fields in Uppsala. See the fabulous Armadillos in concert in Uppsala on August 19th at 8:30. Brought to you by the Uppsala Ballpark Association.
Welcome back to Uppsala, and I'm looking right at the Uppsala Rec Building where... almost a month from today, August 19th, Fabulous Armadillos will be in concert there. That'll be a great night here in Uppsala. Falcons are going to the bullpen. A short start today for Justin Jenks. And he is going to be... relieved here. Eleven-0 in favor of the Blue Jays of Uppsala. So Dustin Beanick.
Speed.
Tony Arnold takes over on the mound. And the pitch is low, ball one. Leading off is Dustin Beanick here in the bottom of the third. And did he get hit? He says he did, and John Garrett agrees. Beanick hit by an Arnold pitch to start the third. A 49 pitch second inning for Jenks. Now it is Brock Sheehan. Single and a fly to right and a run. And Tony gets the inside corner for a strike. 0-1. Number two batter, Brock Sheehan, with Eric Lampert on deck. Dustin Beanick, short lead, held by Genske, and Arnold leaves one high. Two. One ball, one strike. An 11-run second. Arnold pauses and delivers. Breaking ball. Bukowski with a good stop, but Beanick reads it well and goes in standing into second base. 2-1 to Brock Sheehan with Dustin Beanick now standing at second with nobody out in the third in an 11-0 Blue Jay lead. Lampert on deck. As the pitch coming from Arnold. Golf foul. Out of play. And the count rides to 2-2. Looks like Toma has gone to left. A.J. Jenks has shifted to third, and Justin has moved to short. So, Arnold pitching. Luke Toma now in left field. Ooh, and that one buzzes the tower, pops out of the mitt, and Beanick will go to third. He is safe. Slitter behind the tag, and in at third is Dustin Beanick. Full count to Brock Sheehan. And now Evan Ottman, the lefty, is going to get up in the bullpen. Hey, 3-2 pitch. Hit in the air to left. Toma drifting over. Setting up to tag is Bienik. Toma's throw coming in, but not in time. Off target. It's a sack fly, and it's a 12-0 Blue Jay lead. So a very productive at-bat for Brock Sheehan for an RBI, resulting in the first out of the inning, but it also gets a run home. Bases are empty for Eric Lampert with one out. And the right-hander, Tony Arnold. And that one is popped up. Bukowski able to make the catch. Foul territory behind home, right behind the Blue Jay logo, and Lampert is out. Two outs for the pitcher, Matt Swanson. Single and a two-run double and two runs for Swanee so far. Bottom of the third here in Uppsala's varsity field. And Arnold. It was a fastball that's called a strike by John Garrett's 0-1. Arnold in relief of Justin Jenks. Changes speeds and misses outside. Ball and a strike now to Swanson. If he reaches, Justin Lampert scheduled up. Arnold's 1-1 offering. Foul to back. 1-2. I'm sure tickets to the fabulous Armadillos are available all over town here in Uppsala. We're from members of the Uppsala Ballpark Association. It's August 19th here at the Rec Building. $10. Pulled down the line and right, and Swanee's 3-for-3. He's going to go into second. There's going to be a play, and he is safe. Swanson legs out a double into the right field corner. Look up Have a Day in the baseball dictionary, and you'll see Matt Swanson's name. And with two outs, here's Justin Lampert. Arnold got him to chase, popped it up to second. This will be Hallberg settling underneath, and right on the edge of the grass, puts it away, and that's the inning. Jays tack on a run on a Brock Sheehan sacrifice fly, and after three complete at varsity field in Uppsala, it's the Blue Jays 12, the Flensburg Falcons nothing in the West playoffs opening round here on You Are Their Sports.
Premium Concrete, based in Piers, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
Well, the Uppsala Blue Jays have gone to the pen as well as Matt Swanson heads out to left field and Brock Sheehan comes on to pitch. Twelve to nothing, Uppsala, as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Swanson retired all nine he faced with three strikeouts, did not walk a man. So he's in left, Brock Sheehan on the mound, Justin Sheehan is now the shortstop. Paul Krebs to lead off the fourth for the Falcons. And a fastball is in for strike one. Krebs flew to the right fielder Dustin Beinick, leading off the ball game. On the outside corner, two strikes. Justin Jenks and AJ Jenks will bat. Fisted towards first. This is going to be Sheehan. No, it's going to drop. Base hit on the infield for Krebs. Sheehan went back from his pitcher's spot. Burggraf and Lampert from first and second came over, and it dropped just on the grass. Krebs with an infield single. And the Falcons have their first runner leading off the fourth. Now shortstop Justin Jenks. Turn and throw to first. Krebs, threat to go, but down 12, unlikely. Brock Sheehan ready, then delivers. Swing and a foul tip. Strike call, or strike on the foul tip. It's 0-1. An 11-run second. Jays add one in the third. Now we're in the fourth. Soft toss over again. Well, at this point, I just go right after the hitters. If Krebs wants to run, let him go. Sheehan ready, and the 0-1. Ground ball, snared by the pitcher. He goes to short, scoop there by Justin Sheehan. Nice play. Both the pitcher, Brock, and the shortstop, Justin, with fine plays in the field. And it'll go as a 1-6 fielder's choice. Krebs erased on the force out as Brock Sheehan, kind of diving towards first base, snared it, threw from his knees, and picked at second by shortstop Justin Sheehan. So now A.J. Jenks to hit with Justin Jenks aboard. Just off the plate. One ball, no strikes. And I got to think that the thinking is that if the Jays need Swanson tomorrow, by pulling him here, he might be available. Ground ball to second. We'll see if they can get two. Second for one. The turn to first. They got it. 6-4-3. Sheehan to Burggraf to Lampert. And that's all for Flensburg. Nicely done by the middle infield of the Upsala Blue Jays. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Upsala with a commanding 12-0 lead over Flensburg on You Are There Sports.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
West Division opening round playoffs. It's all Upsala here. It is 12-0 Blue Jays. We're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. And it will be Upsala center fielder Brandon Walensky to bat. Reached on a sacrifice bunt and throwing error and a two-run double. Here's the Arnold pitch. High ball one. Arnold gave up a run on one hit. He hit Dustin Beinick leading off last inning, gave up a sacrifice fly to Brock Sheehan. Fastball by Arnold, misses wide, 2-0. 12 runs on 11 hits for Upsala. No runs, one hit for Flensburg. Bottom of the fourth underway. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Check swing, Tapper to second. Hallberg gathers it, throws him out. One gone in the fourth. And now second baseman Brady Burgraff. Couple of singles. One of them drove in a run. He has scored. Actually, both of his hits had driven in runs today. Has stolen a base and scored a run. Here's the first pitch he sees, and he skies one down the line and left that'll hit the tennis courts. That's an ace. Foul ball by Brady Burgraff with the shortstop Justin Cheon on deck. Home run. 11 runs second inning for the Blue Jays. Breaking this one wide open, to say the least, as Arnold puts one in the dirt to the screen. One ball, one strike. Gorgeous day in a beautiful ballpark. Not such a rosy look right now if you're a Flensburg Falcon fan. 1-1 to Burgraff. He's looking for his third hit today. As Arnold throws a fastball, and that one is rocketed to left, and it'll go to the fence. And Burgraff will motor to second with a one-out double. He's got a three-hit afternoon. Line drive over Toma's head and left. And now the shortstop, Justin Sheehan. RBI single and a line-out to left in the second. Six of the nine Blue Jay batters batted twice in that second inning. And they sent 15 men to the plate. A one-out double here. That pitch is in for a strike, says home plate umpire John Garretts. The set by Tony Arnold, a University of North Dakota alum. Fly ball towards left. Toma settles underneath. Burgraff will check up and go halfway to second and then retreat as Justin Sheehan flies to left for the second out. And now the catcher, Ben Burgraff. Three-run homer and a strikeout in the second. Hit an 0-2 pitch over the wall and left. Scoring Brady Burgraff and Justin Sheehan. And that doubled the lead from 3-0 to 6-0. Good fastball from Arnold right at the knees for a strike called, 0-1. Bottom of four, 12-0, Upsala. Winner of this game will play the Sobieski-Randall winner tomorrow at the High Seeds game, our home ballpark. Uppercut swing by Ben comes up empty. It's 0-2. Dustin Bienick would bat next. There are two outs. Burgraff at second. That's Brady with a one-out double. As Arnold readies and delivers. Swing and a miss. Down goes Burgraff. That's all for Upsala. And Brady Burgraff stranded at second. Four complete. Upsala 12, Flensburg nothing from Varsity Field in the West playoffs on You Are There Sports.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you.
We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
The 10 Spot Bar and Lounge in Royalton is the perfect spot to stop morning, noon, or night. The 10 Spot serves a delicious breakfast Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Try one of their famous 10 Spot Bloody Marys, homemade pizza, a great short order menu, and 10 Spot features daily food and drink specials as well. The 10 Spot Bar, located right on Highway 10 in Royalton, is a proud supporter of the Victory League and You Are There Sports.
Are you or someone you know in need of a little extra help? Have you thought about inquiring about home care or maybe even hospice, but you're just not sure where to start? Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice is a Medicare-certified agency willing and ready to serve you. Asking for help is never easy. It's a big decision, and there are lots of options. Take the time to find the home care or hospice agency that is right for you. After all, it is your choice. For more information about Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice, please call 320-468-6451.
Top of five here at Varsity Field in Uppsala. It is Uppsala 12, Flensburg nothing, and leading off for the Falcons, Luke Toma. 0-for-1 with a pop-up to second, and he takes ball one inside from right-hander Brock Sheehan, who starts his second inning in relief of Matt Swanson. And there's one hit up the middle, shorthanded by Brady Burgraff, flips to Lampert for the out. Nice play on the short hop by Brady Burgraff up the middle near the bag to retire Toma to start the fifth, and it brings up Flensburg's second baseman Adam Hallberg. Hit back to the pitcher Swanson in the second inning. And Brock delivers a knee-high fastball in for a strike. Sheehan readies again. The one strike pitch. Just in. 1-1. Top of five already here in Uppsala. Fast game so far. We're under an hour yet. Little high. 2-1 now to Adam Hallberg. On deck is Braden Bukowski. Brock Sheehan kicks and fires. Ground ball left side. This will be Justin Sheehan. Nice play. Long throw. Lampert with a tag. Throw is to the home plate side, and Eric able to slap the leather on the back of Hallberg. Yeah. 6-3 ground out. Two away. And Flensburg catcher Braden Bukowski will stand in. Bukowski called out on strikes against Matt Swanson to end the second. Down and in on the first offering from Brock Sheehan. And it's a 1-0 count. Walensky straight away in center. Fastball chopper, glove by the pitcher. Brock underhand shovel to Lampert and a quick 1-2-3 top of the fifth. An eight-pitch inning for Brock Sheehan to retire the Falcons. Bottom of the fifth coming up, and the top of the Jays' order will bat for the fourth time. It's Uppsala 12, Flensburg nothing in the West playoffs on Your Weather Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. It is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Need a new TV? Then check out our sizzling summer sale going on now at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. We have hot prices on all of the current models, plus we're blowing out last year's models. Not only do we have a full line of LG TVs and accessories, we are also the place to go for professional delivery and custom installation of not only your TV, but also speakers, sound systems, and more. Why go through the headache of trying to hang your TV and run the wires yourself when we can take care of all of that for you? Check out all we have to offer at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local LG TV retailer.
Welcome back. We're at Varsity Field. And we got some changes here for the Falcons. Mason Dempsey in the ball game in right field, replacing Krebs. Uppsala 12, Flensburg nothing, bottom of the fifth coming up. Actually, I think Krebs has gone to left field, and it's Luke Toma that's out of the ball game. So Mason Dempsey now in right. Krebs shifts to left. And Toma on the bench. Here's Dustin Beanick. 0-for-2. Has scored a run. And he takes strike one. He reached, hit by an Arnold pitch in the third, and eventually scored on Brock Sheehan's sacrifice fly. Arnold into the wind in the 0-1. Opposite field flare into left, down for a hit. And Beanick joins the hit parade. Dustin Beanick collects Uppsala's 13th hit. And all nine Blue Jays now have a hit in the starting lineup today. Beanick was the last man standing. He's at first, nobody out for Brock Sheehan, who drove in a run with a sac fly in the third. He's also singled and flown to right. And the Jays pitcher of record, Brock Sheehan, takes strike one inside corner. Eric Lampert on deck. Bottom of five, 12-0 Upsala. Arnold ready, and the pitch. High, one ball, one strike. So it's Genske, Hallberg, Justin Jenks at third, A.J. Jenks at short right now. Switch that. A.J.'s at third, Justin's at short. Braden Bukowski behind the plate.
Oh, really?
Ground ball to short. Falcons will try and twist it to second for one. The relay. Yep. He's out at first.
Yeah, he was sick.
6-4-3. And just like that, Arnold gets two outs on the grounder. Two outs for the first baseman, Eric Lampert. Lampert has a single in three at-bats. He has popped a second, fouled out to the catcher, Bukowski. He singled and scored in the second inning. Who didn't? Fastball is high for a ball. So that takes care of the leadoff hit from Beanick. The ground out to short, resulting in a Falcon double play. Nicely turned, Jenks, Hallberg to Genske. Fly ball to left. Drifting back, now setting up underneath Krebs, and he's got it, and that's the inning. The minimum three, faced by Tony Arnold, completes the fifth with the score. Upsala, 12. Flensburg, nothing.
When you're hungry in the Piers area, be sure to stop at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. The Brickyard has a delicious full menu available every day, but also great specials throughout the week. On Tuesdays, it's Taco Tuesday, $1 for soft or hard shell, or $2 for deep fried. On Wednesdays, a one-topping pizza is just $5. Thursday's special is all-you-can-eat spaghetti or just wing it. Scrumptious wings with eight amazing sauces to choose from. And Fridays, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken with mashed potato and coleslaw for $7.95, or ribs with a choice of potato and salad for $10.95, or do both chicken and ribs for $12.95. And with warmer temperatures, the Brickyard's patio is open. The Brickyard on Main Street in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you considering selling your home this year? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me guide you through the process from putting your home on the market to closing the deal. For all your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
First baseman Josh Genske leads off the Falcons sixth. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. He struck out against Matt Swanson leading off the third. 12-0 Upsala, and that one misses. One ball, one strike. Sheehan has now pitched two innings. He has faced the minimum six. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. 1-2 to Genske, followed by Tony Arnold and then Nate Maesog in the Falcon order here. Here's the look. And swing and a miss. Down goes Genske. Swung over the top of a breaking ball, and Brock Sheehan's got his first strikeout. There's one away for the pitcher, Tony Arnold. Bounced out to the shortstop in the third. Sheehan leaves one low for a ball. The only hit for the Falcons, a Paul Krebs pop-up infield single right at the edge of the infield grass near second. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball, chopper up the line to third. It's going to be a tough play for Evans. Throws off his back, but he got him. Nice play, Tyler Evans.
Good job, Tyler.
Tyler's being DH'd for and hasn't had a chance to get in on the fun offensively, but made a nice play in the field there, contributing to this Upsala big Saturday afternoon. Not an easy play, but Tyler played it well. Two down, and it brings up center fielder Nate Maesog. Grounded out to Lampert at first, his only time up. Low, dug out by new dad, Ben Burgraff. hard to say in a 12-run, 13-hit day that there's a big hit. There's a chopper. And Brock bobbled it, and that's going to get the runner aboard. That'll be an error on Brock. Right back to him, and he just took his eye off it, it looked like. And E1. Maesog is aboard with two outs. First Upsala error. And Paul Krebs, now the left fielder, will bat. One on, two outs for the Falcons batting in the sixth. But to say there was a big hit, I guess you'd have to label the Burggraf three-run homer in the second. It's the only home run of the day. First pitch is high, ball one. Krebs has flown to right and singled on the infield. Was erased on a force out by Justin Jenks in the fourth. Sheehan trying to finish off this inning. Throws over to first. Diving back in is Maesog. Falcons only have four outs left. They got to get some runs going here. There's a swing and a miss. 1-1 to Krebs. They're down 12 here. They need to come up with three before the next four outs, or this game's going to be over by 10-run rule.
There's a hole in that bat.
1-1 to Krebs. Sheehan's fastball is called a strike. 1-2. Maesog running at first, held by Lampert. Sheehan peeks over the corner. And that pitch is just outside. Close take there by Krebs. 2-2. Blue Jays are looking at a, well, if Randall would knock off Sobieski, Upsala would host here tomorrow. 2-2 pitch. Outside, full count to Krebs with Justin Jenks scheduled up next. If Sobieski wins, the Jays would make the trek over to Sobieski for a 1-30 game, a 1-2 seed game. Down and in, ball four to Krebs. First and second now. And Justin Jenks, well, one swing of the bat, he could put that three on the board that the Falcons would need to take the 10-run rule out of play. Jenks has grounded a third and bounced into a pitcher to shortstop force at second. A nice play by the Sheehans. Brock to Justin. That was in the fourth inning. First and second, first time multiple runners for the Falcons. Jenks lines one to second. Burggraf is there. Inning is over. Best hit ball of the day by a Falcon, but it results in the third out of the inning as Jenks lines out to Brady Burggraf. For the Falcons in the sixth, no runs, no hits. One Blue Jay error, two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Potentially the last trip to the plate offensively for Upsala. They've got a 12-0 lead going to the bottom of the sixth over visiting Flensburg.
Hey, Pioneer fans. Are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
Well, the Upsala Blue Jays with a 12-0 lead over Flensburg going to the bottom of the sixth. They're going to send up some pinch hitters here, it looks like, starting with John Fuchs. He'll bat for Matt Swanson here in the bottom of the sixth against Tony Arnold. And Fuchs awaits the pitch. Arnold bends one outside, ball one to Fuchs. Swanson goes 3-for-3 with two doubles, drove in two and scored two. Fastball high and outside, 2-0. Looks like Tyler Evans is going to bat next. And then Adam Garrett's. has put on a batting helmet and picked up a weighted bat. Arnold misses low and in. 3-0 now to pinch hitter John Fuchs. 12 runs, 13 hits for Uppsala. No runs, one hit for the Falcons. Each team has committed an error. 3-0 pitch. Opposite field, green lighted was John Fuchs, and he flies. Oh, it's dropped in right. Mason Dempsey not able to come up with it, and John Fuchs is aboard on the Falcon error. And now Tyler Evans will get his first at-bat. I'd mentioned Tyler hasn't been able to get involved offensively, but now he's got his chance. Leadoff man on what should have been an out. So here is Evans. He goes after the first pitch and knocks it into right for a base hit. First and second, Tyler Evans with the Blue Jays' 14th hit. And now Adam Garrett will bat in Brandon Walensky's spot. Speed here with two on, nobody out. Walensky goes 1-for-2 with a two-run double, a sacrifice, and scored twice. And he goes after the first one. Boy, they are peppering the ball at Dempsey, and that one drops in. And they are loaded up on the opposite field single to right by Adam Garretts. And Brady Burgraff will be lifted here for a pinch hitter. Nick Freeler. And he swings and misses. The Blue Jay memo was passed around. Go after the first pitch. Let's get out of here. Swing and a miss by Freeler, the pinch hitter. Up high, 1-1. Justin Sheehan is due up next. I don't see anybody in the on-deck circle next. Tony Arnold, bases full, nobody out. There's a called strike, 1-2. Nick Freeler. Speed on the bases. First base, anyway. Chopper, right side. Hallberg will go to second for one, and that's all they get. A run scores on the Freeler ground out. RBI for Nick Freeler. Fielder's choice, 4-6. That gets John Fuchs home. 13-0, and it's first and third as Adam Garrett's erased. Now here's Justin Sheehan, and he rifles one to right. That's an RBI single. Justin Sheehan with his second run-producing hit. That gets Evans home. That's three balls hit to Dempsey in right field here.
Justin never hits right field. No. Like,
and now we get another pinch hitter.
That is Myron, no.
Myron Ripplinger will hit. He goes after the first pitch to Jenks. He knocks it down, shovels, and they get one out there.
Yeah, dirty up them pants.
So Myron Ripplinger gets an at-bat here in the playoffs. And he hits into a 6-4 fielder's choice to force out Justin Sheehan. Nick Freeler is now at third base. Ripplinger at first, and Dustin Bienick will bat 1-for-3 today with a run scored. He singled his last time up in the fifth. Takes a strike. Two outs, two runs in a 14-0 Uppsala lead. Arnold readies and delivers. Off speed, lifted in the air. Should get the inning over. Jenks out in front of the left fielder Krebs. Puts it away, and that's all for Uppsala. Two more runs come in for the Blue Jays. We go to the seventh, and the Jays are looking to close it out and move on in the winner's bracket in the West. They've got a 14-0 lead. They need three outs before they give up five runs to get off the field and be done for the day. 14-0 Upsala. We'll be back with the seventh after this.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers. If you've never heard the Fabulous Armadillos in concert, your chance is coming soon, and are you ever in for a treat? In conjunction with Upsala Heritage Days, the Upsala Ballpark Association brings you the Fabulous Armadillos on Friday, August 19th, starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Upsala Rec Building. The admission price is just $10, and all proceeds go to the upgrading and maintenance of the ball fields in Upsala. See the Fabulous Armadillos in concert in Upsala on August 19th at 8:30. Brought to you by the Upsala Ballpark Association.
And we are in Upsala in the seventh inning. It's a 14-0 Blue Jay lead as A.J. Jenks leads off the seventh. It's a 2-1 count from Brock Sheehan. Here's the windup and the pitch. A little bit low, 3-1. A.J. today has struck out and hit into an inning-ending double play, 6-4-3. That was in the fourth. Sheehan ready in the pitch. He puts him aboard with a leadoff walk. Second walk for Brock Sheehan today. Leadoff man on. And it'll bring up Mason Dempsey, the right fielder, batting in Luke Thomas' spot. Dempsey's first trip to the plate. One on, nobody out. And Dempsey awaits the Sheehan pitch. Goes after it and pops it up. This is Justin Sheehan in shallow left, and he's got it, and there's one away. Mason Dempsey popping up to short. And now should be Adam Hallberg. Yes, it is. Hallberg, the second baseman, hit. He's 0 for 2, grounding to the pitcher and shortstop so far. One on, one out. First pitch inside, ball one. Looks like everybody else, the defense has stayed the same for the Blue Jays outside of that pitching change. 1-0 pitch. Good fastball from the Itasca Viking, Brock Sheehan. Ball and a strike to Hallberg, the second baseman. Braden Bukowski due up next. Ground ball right side. Glove by Lampert, and that's the ball game as he doubles off Jenks.
Nice play. Good job, Lampert.
A sparkling play by Lampert ends things. This game is done. Upsala wins it in seven in about an hour and a half. 14-0 Blue Jays will start the wrap-up after this.
Premium Concrete, based in Piers, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893. The 10 Spot Bar and Lounge in Royalton is the perfect spot to stop morning, noon, or night. The 10 Spot serves a delicious breakfast Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Try one of their famous 10 Spot Bloody Marys, homemade pizza, a great short order menu, and 10 Spot features daily food and drink specials as well. The 10 Spot Bar, located right on Highway 10 in Royalton, is a proud supporter of the Victory League, and you are their sports.
Are you or someone you know in need of a little extra help? Have you thought about inquiring about home care or maybe even hospice, but you're just not sure where to start? Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice is a Medicare certified agency willing and ready to serve you. Asking for help is never easy. It's a big decision and there are lots of options. Take the time to find the home care or hospice agency that is right for you. After all, it is your choice. For more information about Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice, please call 320-468-6451.
Quick work today as the Upsala Blue Jays take care of business on their home field with a 14-0 win over Flensburg in this West opening round game. The second-seeded Blue Jays move on, while now the Falcons face elimination the rest of the way out. Final line scores in this ball game for Upsala. They bang out 14 runs, 16 hits, commit one error, they leave five men on base. Falcons, no runs, only one infield hit. They commit two errors. They leave two men on base. Brock Sheehan will get the win today, four innings in relief. No runs. He gives up the infield hit in the fourth to Paul Krebs. Struck out one, walked two. Matt Swanson started, went the first three, retired all nine he faced, three strikeouts, no walks. The loss goes to the Falcons starter, Justin Jenks. Two innings, tagged for 10 runs, 11 hits. All of those in the second inning. It was 0-0 after one, and then Upsala exploded for 10 runs on 11 hits. Switch that, 11 runs on 10 hits in the second inning. Jenks struck out one, hit a batter, didn't walk anybody. Tony Arnold went the final four, allowed four runs, five hits, a strikeout. He hit one man. But really, this game boils down to that second inning when Upsala batted 15 men, scoring 11 runs. RBI singles by Brady Burgraff, Justin Sheehan, a wild pitch, then a three-run homer by Ben Burgraff, a two-run double by Matt Swanson, a two-run double by Brandon Walensky, another RBI single by Brady Burgraff, put 11 on the board in the second. Brock Sheehan drove in a run with a sack fly in the third to get Dustin Beanick across the plate. And then the final two came in the bottom of the sixth on an RBI ground out by Nick Freeler and an RBI single by Justin Sheehan. So 14-0, your final score in about an hour and a half today for the Blue Jays. They'll move on, face the winner of the Sobieski-Randall game tomorrow, while the Falcons now will play the loser of that game. Both games scheduled for 1:30 start. That'll be at the high seed of those games. So Upsala, if Randall would knock off Sobieski, it would be here. But a 1-4 matchup favors the Skis, but you never know. Upsala would go to Sobieski then at a 1:30 ball game. Again, 14-0 in favor of Upsala, your final score. Good luck to both teams the rest of the way. Jays move a step closer to trying to get into that Region 8C tournament, which is 2 weeks from today in Piers. We should be just about early in the second game 2 weeks from now as Region 8C kicks off in Piers and Freeport this year, the co-host sites. And, of course, the goal to get to Hutchinson and Dassel for the state tournament in 2016. Jays win 14-0. That's it for us today. Tomorrow we head to the Eastern Division doubleheader. We'll have both the elimination and winner's bracket games tomorrow from the East, starting at 1:30 here on You Are There Sports. Thanks for listening, everybody.